Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 231, Just Do You, by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, oldies? Welcome back to a Friday edition of Old, which is short for Optimal Living Daily, the podcast where I simply read to you from the best inspirational, motivational, personal development, and minimalism blogs out there. I'm back with a post from Jay Money. I used to read a lot of his finance posts on what I was calling Financial Fridays here on the show, but I turned that into a spin-off podcast called Optimal Finance Daily. And just like I used to read health and fitness posts for Wellness Wednesday, now that is its own podcast called Optimal Health Daily. So yeah, there are a lot of places where you can consume really great blog content for free while you're on the go. So definitely check out those podcasts and subscribe to them too to help you optimize your life. This vision of adding huge value to podcasts instead of more of the same seems to be working, and it's only with your support of checking out the new shows and sending in your comments and questions that we're able to keep doing this, so thank you, and I hope you're getting a ton of value out of this. And with that, let's get to the post and start optimizing your life. Just Do You by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. You know those times when people look down at you for something, or think you're a complete and utter whack job, or stare at you as if you're going to murder their children just because your hair stands tall and spikes? Well, to those people, we say, I'm going to do me and you can suck it. Nike may have popularized Just Do It, but I say Just Do You. Live your life on your own terms and stick to what makes you happy, successful, or motivated. I don't care if it's collecting marbles to hawk or running barefoot to work every day to save a couple of bucks, though that would be something. You do what you need to do to reach your goals and let the people ogle. What does it concern them? Not to be Aesop's number one fan this month, but here's another great story which captures this nicely. Quote, a man and his son were once going to the market with their donkey. As they were walking along by its side, a countryman passed them and said, you fools, what is a donkey for but to ride upon? So the man put the boy on the donkey and they went on their way. But soon they passed a group of men, one of whom said, see that lazy youngster? He lets his father walk while he rides. So the man ordered his boy to get off and got on himself. But they hadn't gone far when they passed two women, one of whom said to the other, shame on that lazy lout to let his poor little son trudge along. Well, the man didn't know what to do, but at last he took his boy up before him on the donkey. By this time they had come to the town, and the passers-by began to jeer and point at them. The man stopped and asked what they were scoffing at. The men said, aren't you ashamed of yourself for overloading that poor donkey of yours and your hulking son? The man and boy got off and tried to think what to do. They thought and they thought, till at last they cut down a pole, tied the donkey's feet to it, and raised the pole and the donkey to their shoulders. They went along, amid the laughter of all who met them, till they came to a bridge, when the donkey, getting one of his feet loose, kicked out and caused the boy to drop his end of the pole. In the struggle, the donkey fell over the bridge, and his 4 feet being tied together, he was drowned. That will teach you, said an old man who had followed them. Unquote. The moral, of course? Please all, and you will please none. Or again, my version, I'm gonna do me, and you can suck it. People will hate and wonder and poke fun at you for the rest of your life. It'll never change because people are just assholes sometimes. And while it can hurt and sting, do your best to remember the story of the poor donkey and his carriers. You can't please everyone, but you really don't need to either. You just need to please yourself. And, well, maybe your mother, unless she's the one doing the poking, in which case, just smile and nod. If either of these mantras are too long to remember, just go with whatevs. Brush that dirt off your shoulders and move along with your debt-kicking, wealth-growing, early retirement career-loving ways. This is your world. And yes, it's possible to retire early and still have a career in doing as you please every day, that is. Boom! I doubt anyone would be making fun of you at that point. Who do you know that's financially free among your circles? This blog and the online world excluded? No one, right? You're the ones who should be pointing those fingers. You figured it out and are on your way while the rest of the lazy asses are tied to the grind forever. And really, it's not that much of a sacrifice, is it? You're still enjoying life while watching that money? It's amazing how many first world problems there are these days. Thank God we know how to move around them now. So next time someone disapproves and gives you the look, just turn the other way and keep going with your bad self. Haters are gonna hate, but the hustlers get what they want out of life. And that's really what you're going after here, genuine happiness. Better to gain it for yourself than to conform and give it away to others. You just listened to the post titled Just Do You by J Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I could totally relate to this post because I had spiky red hair in 1999. This is before people used to dye their hair, and my hair is normally black, so it looked very strange. Anyway, once again, you can hear a lot more posts over my spinoff podcast, Optimal Finance Daily, and Optimal Health Daily, the latter being hosted by my brother. And actually, today's a cool episode because he's answering a question that a listener sent in, and you can send in your question for free by visiting oldpodcast.com. We'd love to hear those and answer them for you. And I'll leave it at that. Happy Friday, and hopefully we'll see you in the other podcast too, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily, too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.